It's Tuesday, September 9th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 7 a.m. The Global African Hydrogen Summit is underway in Windhoek until September 11, bringing together political and business leaders, investors and technologists. The summit seeks to accelerate green hydrogen projects across the continent. The event also serves as a platform to foster collaboration and attract investment. William Shilamba, the commercial manager at TMG Events, underscores the significance of the gathering.
What makes the Global African Hydrogen Summit a unique platform is that we're focusing on renewable and sustainability, a new resource of energy, which is hydrogen and renewables. That's the focus of the event. Namibia is really taking a lead in the hydrogen space. This platform is very unique because Namibia itself has taken a lead with hydrogen and developments within Africa. So that's something that the world always wants to come have a look at to see how they can implement this in their own countries. So that's what makes this platform unique.
The 26th annual meeting of the Council of Traditional Leaders is underway in Ondangwa in the Oshana region. Political analyst Dr. Ndumba Kamwanya highlights the gathering's importance, where authorities discuss governance, leadership and community issues. Established in 1997, the council advises the president on communal land management and other matters affecting communities.
It is very important in terms of the structure at our government. Traditional authorities, they play a crucial role in traditional communities because they represent their respective communities. So it is important that they are involved in governance matters. They represent quite large communities, but also the aspect of the cultural component that they represent, that they preserve for their community. So from that perspective, it is important for governments to interact with the traditional authorities.
Health and Social Services Minister Esperance Louvindao announced that the ministry is now sourcing medicine and medical supplies directly from international manufacturers as well as wholesalers. Selma Tapopi, reporting for News on One, says that this is being done under the emergency provisions of the Procurement Act 15 of 2015, aimed at speeding up access to critical health products.
Dr. Louvindao explained that the ministry took this approach after facing several challenges in recent years regarding procurement of pharmaceuticals, which led to recurrent stockouts at health facilities. Dr. Louvindao added that direct engagement with accredited global manufacturers, consolidation of warehousing, and the transition to long-term contracts forms part of the strategy to reform Namibia's pharmaceutical system.
In South Africa, the Madlanga Commission will begin public hearings next Wednesday at the Bridget Mabandla Justice College in Pretoria. KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi, who previously alleged political interference and corruption in policing, will be the first witness. Spokesperson Jeremy Michaels confirmed preparations are complete and announced a confidential hotline for public reporting. Internationally, U.S. President Donald Trump says that European leaders will visit Washington this week as his administration prepares to enter a second phase of tariffs against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. This follows Russia's largest aerial assault on Ukraine of the more than 3.5-year-long war. From Washington, our correspondent is Kate Fisher.
He also said he was ready to move to a second phase of restrictions on Russia. That's the closest he's come yet to announcing new sanctions. It follows Russia's biggest air attack of the war so far, which set fire to government buildings in Kyiv. The EU's top sanctions official was in Washington on Monday to discuss what would be the first coordinated transatlantic measures against Russia since President Trump returned to office.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.